So today, as I record this particular session for the Sunday hour, I am getting ready to leave and go to Kenya for a few weeks, continuing a work that I participate in with a dear friend, Pastor Maurice Omulubi, and with members of my church family and of the family of Abingdon Presbytery. It's an exciting time. We're seeing the fruit develop from years of work and participation and beginning to see growth in an exciting way to the vision that we had and began blindly in 2006. This is the way it often is with God's work. We enter in and it takes time, but God is faithful and He produces fruit. So as I travel, I will be thinking of the Sunday hour and I will be remembering my home back in the valley. Jesus talks about abiding in Him. If we look at John chapters 14 and 15, and particularly the section of John chapter 15, verses 1 through 13, we see over and over again the concept of abide in me, and I will abide in you, and my spirit abides. This idea of living in Christ. What does it mean to live in Christ? Well, I live in the valley. And because I live in the valley, and because it's beautiful here, and because all of my needs are met here, I really have no reason to leave. I'm only going out to Kenya because God has called me forth. But when I abide somewhere, when I live there, it means I stay there. I work there, I toil there, and I enjoy living here. So, what it means to abide in Christ is to live there and not go outside of Christ to have our needs met, not go outside of Christ to satisfy our urges. Whatever we need, the Bible always reminds us it is provided for us in Christ. The fullness of Christ provides all that I need. So, as we approach this upcoming week, let's be careful to abide in Him, to remain in Him, to live in Him. All of these words are used in various English translations of the text that is in John, the Holy Spirit remaining and living and abiding in us. We abide in Christ. Christ abides in us. We abide in the Father. We're in communion with Him, having our needs met there, living there. And Jesus tells us that all of that is an act of obedience, that if we love Him, we will obey Him. And again, I reference you to John chapter 14 and 15. But what does it mean to obey Christ? Well, Jesus wouldn't ask us to obey and wouldn't ask us to live in Him without telling us what it means. And so He says in John chapter 15, "And this is my command, that you love one another. As I have loved you, so you should love one another." John chapter 15, verses 12 and 13. This week, measure everything you do as though you were in the valley and you don't want to leave the valley. If you have to leave to satisfy an urge, then maybe it's not something God wants for you. Live in Christ. Don't leave Him. Don't go outside to have some need met, some lust or some desire or some purpose for interacting with others in a way that is outside of the love of Christ. Measure everything in love and have a great week. Thank you.